يا عائشة أخبرينا بأعجب ما رأيت من رسول الله. Tell us the most wondrous thing that you saw from the messenger of Allah. And she said, أي شأنه ليس عجبا. What thing that he did wasn't wondrous. ولكن دخل علي ليلى فدخل فراشي. He came one night to me and he entered into the bed with me. حتى مس جلده جلدي. I could feel his flesh up against my flesh. فقال يا ابنة أبي بكر ذريني أتعبد لربي. Oh daughter of Abu Bakr, leave me to go and pray to my Lord. And she said, Wallahi إني أحب قربك يا رسول الله. I love to be close to you. لكن أثير هواك. But I prefer what you prefer. فقام إلى قربة ماء وتوضأ ولم يكثر صب الماء. He got up to the place, the water container, and he did wudu. And it was a light wudu. فقام يصلي. فبكى حتى سارت دموعه على صدره. So he began to cry until the tears covered his chest. ثم ركع فبكى. ثم سجد فبكى. ولا يزال كذلك حتى جاء بلال آذنه بالصلاة. And he continued like that until Bilal came and he told him the prayers come in. In other words, Fajr. So Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, ما يبكيك؟ ما يبكيك؟ وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. What is making you cry when the Prophet, when your sins or anything you've done, and his sins are doing a virtuous thing when a more virtuous thing could be done. When all your sins have been forgiven, what past and what is to come? And the Prophet ﷺ said, أَوَلَمْ أَكُنْ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful slave? Should I not be a grateful slave? In the hadith, in a similar hadith in al-Bukhari, حَتَّى تَوَرَّمَتْ قَدَمَا. فَسَأَلَتْهُ فَقَالَ أَوَلَمْ أَكُنْ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He stood until his feet had the edema from standing so long. And he said, shouldn't I be a grateful slave? Gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنَ أَيَّامِ الْأُخَرِ يُرِيدُ بِكُمَ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمَ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you in this fasting. He doesn't want hardship for you. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. He didn't reveal this Quran for you to be miserable. He wants ease for you. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In order for you to complete this fasting, in order for you to elevate your Lord, to declare His greatness, and in order for you to be grateful. Gratitude. This is the secret of Ramadan. This is the time to be reminded. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Oh, you who believe, eat of the good things of Allah, but show gratitude for those things. If you are truly worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most blessed things that we have in this world is food. It brings us together. It nourishes our bodies. It sustains us. And then the pleasure of food itself. This is a great gift. Allah could have made brackish water that we had to drink. He could have given us rocks that we had to crush as our nutrition. But He gave us cherries and grapes and figs. He gave us varieties of meats. He gave us all of the blessings that the earth brings forth. What does Allah ask us? Shukr. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Work, do things out of gratitude. O Al-Dawood, and how few of my servants are always grateful. Always grateful. أَوَلَمْ أَكُنْ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. This is, he didn't say, أَوَلَمْ أَكُنْ عَبْدًا شَاكِرًا. Shouldn't I be a grateful servant? Shakir, you can be shakir one time or another time. When you're shakur, it's called siga mubalagha. It's the form of hyperbole. It means you're always grateful. Our Prophet ﷺ was always in a state of gratitude. This was his whole experience of the world was gratitude. One of the worst things about modern times is ingratitude is cultivated in people. They're ungrateful for the police. They're ungrateful for government. They're ungrateful for their educations. They're ungrateful for everything. People just complain all the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَأَذَّنَا رَبُّكُمْ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Your Lord has declared, if you're grateful, I will increase you in blessings to be grateful for. But if you are an ingrate, if you lack gratitude, in fact, if you show ingratitude, I will give you more reasons to be ungrateful. I will give you more reasons to be ungrateful. This is a metaphysical equation. Gratitude equals increase in blessings. Ingratitude equals decrease in blessings. This is a qa'idah, it's a law. It's a metaphysical law that's as true as the Newtonian physics that you learned in high school. If you're ungrateful, then Allah will give you more to be ungrateful about, more to whine about. You think it's bad now? You have no idea how bad it can get. Read history to know how bad it can get. You think Syria's bad? Read about the Mongol invasion. They didn't have any place to flee to. You think the Muslims are having tribulation in America? Read about Nazi Germany and what happened to the Jews. We have to be grateful, because if we're ungrateful and always complaining, Allah is going to give you more to complain about. I was in one of the Gulf states and somebody was complaining about the price of gasoline, the taxi driver, 25 cents at the time. Now it's a lot higher. Why? Because they keep complaining. Go ahead, complain all you want. Because if you love to complain, Allah will give you plenty to complain about. But if you want to show gratitude, Allah will give you plenty to show gratitude about. They did a study at Davis. It's called the Gratitude Study for Depressed People. They had them write down every day, every morning, 10 things they were grateful for. Over a period of a month, people's depression started being lifted. When تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْصُوهَا. If you start counting the blessings of Allah, you'll never come to an end. And you can count blessings like just eyelashes. But people don't have eyelashes. They fall out. The eyelashes are a wonderful blessing. Or some people have dry eyes. So if you have moisture in your eyes, what a blessing. If you have teeth, what a blessing. If you don't have teeth, if you have dentures, what a blessing. There's people that don't have dentures. If you lose one arm, what a blessing. You didn't lose both arms. If you lose both arms, what a blessing. Now they have prosthetic devices that enable you to do things. Ibn Abbas said, in every tribulation in dunya, there are three blessings hidden that you have to recognize. The first is that it could have been worse. The second is that it's in your dunya and not in your deen. And the third, in your worldly affairs and not in your religious affairs. And the third, it's in this world and not in the next.